and Chafalef on the beige at the bottom. The Gemara is explaining the Psukim from Shir HaShirim. From Tzosof Taltalim, it's the end of that Pasuk, that his payas are Taltalim, are curled. Omar Afchizda, Omar Mar Ukva, Malamech, Shriyesh, Lidro, Shal Kol Kotz, the Kotz, Tilei Tilim, Shal Alochas. And every tag, every crown of a letter, you can darshan piles of halachas, not just droshes. Shchoros ko'orev, they're black as a raven. The miatamotzi, the misha mashkim umariv aleim leves hamedrash. Orev is lashon mariv, mashkim umariv. Shchoros is like shachar, and orev is like mariv. So it's a mashkim in the morning, and mariv aleim on the beis hamedrash. Who do you find the Torah by? Somebody who gets up early and goes to learn and comes back late at night. Rashi, Shemashkim umariv, Shchoros loshen shachris, Ka'orev loshen aris. Omar, Rabba Omar, B'mi Shemashkir ponav aleihem ka'orev. Person whose face becomes black from fasting and afflicting himself in order to be able to learn Torah. Rashi, no Rashi. Rava Omar, B'mi Shemashim atzmo achzori albonav y'albnei deso ka'orev. Person who makes himself cruel on his children and on his family, like a raven. The raven doesn't feed its children, and the Rabban Shalom makes a nace that the worms come and the children have what to eat. Rashi, Orev Achzori Abonav, Kedesiv Levnei Orev Ashikro. The children of the Orev call out to the Rabban Shalom because the mother and father don't feed the birds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezamin Lohem Yitushim V'nichnosim Metopiyam. The Rabban Shalom provides them insects that go right into their mouth, and the Rabban Shalom directly feeds them. So a person is cruel on his family, like an orev, and the idea being that a person who is merachim too much, and he therefore is mevatel from Torah, and goes to make a parnasa in a way that is, what's it called, he doesn't have enough bitachin, he makes too much ishtablis, because he has too much rachmanis on his family. If he'd have a little more bitachin, the family would be taken care of anyway. And because of his extra rachmanis on his family, his mevatel from Torah, that kind of person will never become a real Talmud Chacham. Person has to be able to have bitachon in the Rabbanu Shalom and realize that the Rabbanu will take care of the family and not to do extra hishtadlus. That's how the Chorah, what it means. Ki hadar av adabar masna havi ko'ozu lebei rav omr le devisu yinuke didoch may avid lehu. Right, Rav Adar Bar Masna was going to learn yeshiva. His wife said to him, "What's going to be with your children? You're going away to learn. What's going to be? Who's going to support them?" So he says, "My Abba, what should I do with them?" Amar lo, mishlimu karni v'agma. There's no more vegetables in the swamp. In other words, there's food. The Rabban Shalom will provide. What's it called? Rashi, karme yirakos lishnach rinei gemi lach. There's some kind of gummy substance that you can mill into flour and make bread out of it. Okay. Right. The Rabban Shalom pays the Rishoyim to their face in order to destroy them. It wouldn't be that the Pasuk says this, you couldn't say such a thing. It's like somebody's carrying a load they want to throw away. Same thing, the Rabban Shalom, the Rishoyim, wants to get rid of them. So that's what it says, Lahavido. He's Mishalim Lasono Velponov in order to get rid of him. Lo Yaacher Lasono, Omrav Ila Lasonov, who the Lo Yaacher. Of the Yaacher Tzadikim, he doesn't wait to pay Rishoyim in the next world. But Tzadikim, he does wait to pay in the next world. Ya'achra tzadikim gemurim. V'hainu dom rishuv and lady. May d'chsiv asher anochi mitzavecho hayom lasosam. Hayom lasosam v'lo l'machar lasosam. Today you can do mitzvahs. Tomorrow, meaning in the next world, there's no mitzvahs to do. There, hayom lasosam l'machar l'kabo schar. Today you do the mitzvahs. And tomorrow, meaning in the next world, you get the schar. This is the world for asiyas ha-mitzvahs. That's the world for schar. Om Reb Chagi v'seim Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni. May d'chsiv erech apayim. The Rabbanu Shalom is Erech Apayim in the plural. Erech Achmi Boyele, should have said in the singular. Ela Erech Apayim L'Tzadikim, Erech Apayim L'Rishoyim. Two kinds of Erech Apayim. One is the Rabbanu Shalom is patient with the Tzadikim and doesn't pay them for their mitzvahs in this world and waits till the next world. And he's also patient with the Rishoyim that he doesn't punish them in this world for their Averis, he punishes them in the next world. Rashi, El Panav Shalakadish Baruch Hu, V'domer Lo K'mosi L'fanav, right? Meshalim L'sonav Al Panav. Al Panav means like the Rabbanu Shalom can't stand him, he gets to get rid of him. Like he wants to throw away the weight that he's carrying. The Lola Mocher Laso, Som Shalachar Miso L'asid Lavo. In Bala Kayim Mitzvah, say no more. You try to make Kayim Mitzvah after you die in the next world, it's impossible. Demisha Torach Erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. Somebody who prepared Erev Shabbos has what to eat on Shabbos. Shabbos you can't prepare anymore. Geromer Sechel Savodah Zorah. Apayim Mashma Panim Bein Shochakos Bein Zomos. Two kinds of Apayim. One when he's happy and one when he's mad. Apayim Shochakos Marich U'Ma'achel Tzadikim Lasid Lavo. He's patient in a positive way by waiting to pay for the tzaddikim their schar and olam haba. And his patience for the bad is to pay the rishoyim for their averas in olam haba, not in this world. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad beis sasai. Okay, so we have the Mishnah says that the first tanoim are matir. An unlimited amount through the pasim, and as long as you have the right number of pasim and the right number of pshutim, that's for Rehud and Remeir. And then we have Rabbi Yehuda says to add beis asai is mutter by pasim biros and not more than beis asai. Okay, and the Chachamim argue on him, and they say Amru Lo that Beis Asayim is only a din in something that's not mukaf adira, or something that's mukaf with something that's not a mechitza that's a mechitza ra'ua. But over here, it's a pasim are considered a good mechitza, and you can be matir as much as you want. There's no shear. Basis, give me more than Beis Asayim. Okay. When Rabbi Yehuda said, Vesasayim, what do you mean? Bor upasim ko'amar, al dilma bor velo pasim. So the way Tosus and most of Rishonim learn is that the Shaila is the following. The Vesasayim is comprised of the bor and the shear that you have to be marchik at least two amas for the Rosh Ovarubo of the Pari. The Vesasayim includes both of them. Can't be more than Beis Asayim, the boar and the area that you have to be marchik. Or no. Odilma boar velo pasim. Right? The boar itself can be up to Beis Asayim, and the pasim don't count. You still have an extra two amas besides the Beis Asayim in addition to the boar. The boar can't be more than Beis Asayim. But once you have a Beis Asayim of the boar, or less than the Beis Asayim, you then have an extra two amas all around. That doesn't go into that cheshbon. That's not part of the Beis Asayim. The Ritva brings down another shita, which is Docheth, that is the boar and the pasim make the Beis Asayim, or each one separate. You have a Beis Asayim of the boar and a Beis Asayim of the pasim. You can be marching the pasim, right, another Beis Asayim. They're a matcha that. The most Rishonim learn what I've told you now. It's a very small difference between them. The difference is that extra two amas all around included in the Beis Asayim, or that's in addition to the Beis Asayim. Adam nosin eno beboro, the lo gazrin and dilma osilitul tula yosir Beis Asayim. People look at the area of the boar, and they understand that if that's less than Beis Asayim, or it's exactly Beis Asayim, it's going to be mutter. And they don't look at the mechitzas, the extra part that's added, and would come to therefore be matter more than Beis Asayim other places, right? And the Karfeit, right? And they see that, what's it called, that the Rabbanim were matter, Beis Hasayim, by the Bor, they don't come to say, well, it's more than Beis Hasayim because they include the area of the Mechitzas. They look at the Bor itself, and therefore they won't come to be matter in other places where you only have a Beis Hasayim to be matter more than a Beis Hasayim. They look at the Bor and they see if that's less than Beis Hasayim, then that's the shear that's for other things too. Or Dilma, other Noshiner Mechitzasa. People look at the Mechitzas. And the Mechitzas include more than Beis Hasayim. So they'll come to be matter that amount in a place where the Chachamim said Beis Hasayim somewhere else. And they won't realize over here, right, the Beis Hasayim includes a little bit more. So therefore, we can't include more because of the Gzeir. The Gazrin and Dilma Osi Lechlufe, Yosef Beis Hasayim Bekarthet. That they'll come to think that this amount is mutter even by a Karthet. The amount of the Pasim plus the Bor. Therefore, they weren't matter, a Beis Hasayim, except including both the Pasim and the Bor, can't be more than a Beis Hasayim together. Rashi. Boru Pasim, Rochav HaBor, Im Cholol Hekef HaPasim, HaRechokim Shtei Amos. Does the Beis Hasayim include the Bor and the Pasim? Ol Dilma Bor Lechudei, Shorim the Beis Hasayim, Levan HaRechokis Beis Amos. The HaRechokis Beis Amos is in addition to the Beis Hasayim is mutter. Adam no sineno be boro, vim bo lilmo mikan heter lamakom acher, min habor hu lamid. A person understands that the chakana was made for the bor. So they'll understand that the size of the bor is beis hasayim. And therefore, if they have to be mater somewhere else where there's mutter beis hasayim, they'll use that as a base for their measurement. The hari eno ele beis hasayim. And the bor, tak is never more than beis hasayim. If it is, it's no good. Even though the pasim add another two amas around the bor, right? They won't use this as a base with the pasim to calculate the measurement of beis hasayim, because they'll know that the beis hasayim only has to do with the bor, and therefore the extra is no problem. The Rabbanim, when they said that up to Beis Hasayim you can use Pasim, meant without the Pasim. That extra part of the Pasim is not included. And nothing's going to, bad is going to come from that, because people, when they calculate Beis Hasayim, will calculate it with the Bor, not with the Pasim. Ol Dil Mechitzasa Od Nosinino. Dimbol Lilmo Mikan Heter Lamakom Acher Min HaMechitza Yilmo. Or no, people look at the whole area, the Bor plus till the end of the Pasim. And that's more than Beis Hasayim if we permit that extra. And then people will say, well, we know that the halacha over here is Beis Hasayim, and that's this much, so they'll calculate the same Beis Hasayim somewhere else, and that's more than Beis Hasayim, and they'll come to be over an issue. Hilkach wasi l'mishri bi'alma, yosin Beis Hasayim, yishor yishacha. Therefore, when they made the original takana, it's not a gzeira l'gzeira. When they made the original takana, they made it to include everything, so nobody should make a mistake somewhere else. Because really, Mikra Adin, they shouldn't have included everything. They should have only included the board. Okay. Toshma. Kama hein mikuravim, kidei rosha v'ruba shel parv. Right? How much can the pasin be close to the board? It can't be closer than the two amas that include the head and the and most of the body of the parv. If most of the head and most of the body can't fit in the area between the bor and the end of the pasim, it's no good. The kama hei meruchokim, how big can the area be? How far from the bor can the pasim be? Afilu kura, afilu kurai. Doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yehuda omer beis hasayim mutter, yesem beis hasayim asur. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there is a limit. The limit is beis hasayim. Omru le Rabbi Yehuda, iatamoda bedir v'sar muktza v'chotzer, Afilu beis chameshes korim, or beis aseres korim, shemutter. So the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, don't you agree that wherever something's mukaf ladira, like a deer, right, a corral, or a sar, or a muktza, which is a backyard, or a chotzer, a front yard, right, which is all mukaf ladira, that there's no shear. As long as it's a bona fide mechitza, right, it's okay. Right, Omer lohem, zu mechitza ve'elu pasim, enochanami. This is not considered a bona fide mechitza. It's only pasim. Most of it's open. So it's a remekel, legabe, considering it a mechitza, and not being gozer midrabanan, that it's not a mechitza, but they're only mater till beis hasayim. It's like enclosing an area that's low hukaf ladira, here even though it's hukaf ladira, but it's not a real bona fide mechitza, and therefore it only helps till beis hasayim. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Bor beis asayim, a beis asayim mutter. Right? Rav Shimon Elazar says, a bor that's beis asayim, a beis asayim is mutter. Velo amru laharchik ele kedei rosh v'ruba shal parah. And they only were permitted you, right, l'chora beyond the beis asayim is another two amas for the parah. As mitzvah, Rav Shimon Elazar bor velo pasim. So it's mashim from Rav Shimon Elazar that the beis asayim, you measure the bor. And the extra two amas is extra. You have beis asayim plus two amas all around. Michlal, Rav Yehuda bor upasim from him. Mashim from Yehuda argues on him. L'chora, they're both saying it's only mutter till beis asayim. So, and Rav Shimon Elazar says, though, the beis asayim doesn't include the two amas around. So then what does Rav Yehuda hold? If he holds that it doesn't include it, then he holds the same thing as Rav Shimon Elazar. Elamai, Rav Yehuda must hold that the beis asayim includes everything, including the two amas around. Below him. No, it's not true. That's not the machlokas. Rav Yehuda bore below passing from her. And Rav Yehuda holds that the beis asayim, you count the bore. And even if the bore is beis asayim, right, you still have an extra two amas around. I.e. Hachi Hainud Rav Shimon Elazar, that's exactly what Rav Shimon Elazar said. He says, no, he could be Nayu Orech V'Kotten. The Machlokas is, does it have to be a Beis Asayim that is squared off, 70 and 2/3 Amas by 70 2/3 Amas, which gives you the area of the Chatzar HaMishkan, right? Or Orech V'Kotten, it could be rectangular, not square. It could be 100 by 50. That's the Shaila. Does it have to be a square area, this Beis Asayim? Or could it even be rectangular? Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds beis asayim al beis asayim, meaning the shear that will make a beis asayim equal on both sides, 70 and 2/3 amas. And Rav Yehuda says, no, as long as it's the area is beis asayim, doesn't make a difference what shape the thing is in, that's also okay. That's how most Rishonim learn. Rashi, Lo amru laharchik a hekiv levad beis asayim shel rochav habor el shtei amos. And after the beis asayim of the bor, you have another two amos for the parah to fit in. Orech v'katan kuf al nun. Orech v'katan means it's 100 by 50. To have beis asayim kechatzar mishkan. That is the area of the. That was exactly the dimensions of chatzar mishkan. Rav Yehuda afal pi she'eno meruba mutter. According to Rav Yehuda, it's mutter even though it's not squared off. It's not 70 and 2/3. As long as it's not more than 100 by 50. Right? Or any other similar calculation. Rav Shimon bo'in and meruba. Right? Kidom Rav Behedya. Beis asayim al beis asayim. Right? Meaning, the way of squaring off a beis asayim. To have yeshivim am v'shirayim al shivim am v'shirayim. It has to be equal on both sides. To get that final beis asayim, even though the lashon is not mashma like that, mashma you have a beis asayim on one side and a beis asayim on the other side. And that's how the Ravid learns. The Ravid learns you really have two beis asayims. Orech v'katan means, even though it doesn't sound like that, orech v'katan means 100 by 100. It's okay, so it could be double the amount of the chatzar mishkan, right? Not one. He holds that each side could be 100. And that's how the Ravid learns, but the Maisa, nobody else learns like that. They all learn like Rashi, that it means whether it has to be squared. Everybody agrees you only have the area of a beis asayim. Question is, can it be a rectangle, 100 by 50, or it has to be a square, 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3. Kedomer ha'pirkin katan katsa barachva. Katan means that it's the width is less than the length. It's a rectangle. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, kol avir shetashmisho ledira, kigon dir, v'sar, muktza, v'chotzer, afilu beis chamesh eskurim, beis aser eskurim mutter. If you have an area that's fenced in, the mechitzas were made for dira, for living purposes, right? For somebody, a roe, somebody to be in there, to live there, right? There's, then, even more than beis asayim is mutter. There's no limit of how much you can fence in an area, right, for living purposes. The chol dira shetashmisha la'avir, but if the purpose is not for the living inside, But the purpose of the living inside is for the things outside. First of all, he lives there not because he wants to live there, because he wants to be shomer the things outside the mechitzas. So the mechitzas are not made for living inside. Kigon burginin shebesados, like the houses, the guard houses in the fields, they're not made to live in the guard house. The purpose for that is that the guard should be able to go outside and be shomer the fields. But he needs some place to come in when he gets tired or whatever. So it's not made for his living. It's made for the outside purpose, not for the inside living. Then, based on same, Mutter, yes, and based on time, also. Surely where it's not made for living altogether. Stama, Karfif, or whatever. We don't do any Tashmish, Edira. The biggest you can fence in an area, not Ledira, even with a bona fide Mechitza, is only based on same. Okay. Not more than that. Rashi, Kol Avir. Afal pisha eno mekol in tashmishal adiras adam, right? Any place where it's fenced in for the living purpose of a person, the knisul yitzia tami, he comes in and goes out and he does his drachim there. Right? He doesn't have to live there. He has to do things that people do under normal living circumstances. Then it's what's it called? Then it is mukaf ladira, and there's no limitation of how much area the mechitza can hold. If it's not a bona fide mechitza, it's a one-way mechitza, like we learned before, then an echanami. Even if it's mukaf ladira, it can only be till day sasai. The chol dira shi mechusa begag, the asula shmiras aver shechutzala, and any dira, even if it has a roof on it, right? It looks like a dira, right? Yet, it's made not for living inside, but made more for the, give the person a chance to watch what's on the outside. That's not called a dira, and therefore you're only mutter till day sasai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hoye derech rishus harab matzakasan yisal kenelit stodim, v'chacham rimon meno tzarech. If between the pasim, you put up the pasim, and there's a rishus harabim that goes in that area, then you can't include the rishus harabim inside the pasim. What you have to do is move the pasim to the side, right, that the animals come only on the other side where there's no Rishus HaRabim. You have to position the pasim in such a way that the Rishus HaRabim doesn't go through. And the Chachamim holds mutter, no problem. Rashi, Chayov, oh, we don't get it yet, yeah, no. There's this Chayov. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lezer, the Amri Tarvayu, here the Rabbanan told you the koach of mechitzas. Once you have pasim, you can have a rishus harabim that goes right between them, and it doesn't break up the mechitzas. The mechitzas can enclose a rishus harabim and make a rishus hayachid, even though people are walking through. Kan usvirale. They said, here the Rabbanan told you, and we hold like that. We pasim like that. Right? Not only did the Rabbanan hold like that, but the halach is like that. This is the power of mechitzas. They say, here the Rabbanan told us the power of mechitzas, and takad halachas like that. Aiv omar rabba bar chana omar rabbi yochanan, Yerushalayim ilmole dal soser nin olos balay l'chayavan ha-mishum shesarabim. The Chor Yerushus Harabim, that's called Yerushalayim, had streets that went from one wall to the other wall, straight across, and had openings opposite, and even though there were mechitzas, there was a Tzuras HaPesach, right, but if the doors weren't closed at night, then it was a Rishus HaRabim, because the Rabim were Mavatl, the Mechitzas. Mavatl, that's Tzuras HaPesach. Elekan velo svar elein chinami. They said the Rabbanan hold that the Mechitzas are so strong that the Rabim can't be Mavatl. But we don't hold like that. Pesach is not like that, right? Right, because otherwise Rabbi Yochanan said, Kano diacha, and Rabbi Yochanan held that Rishulayim was a Rishus HaRabim, had the doors not been closed. Mashma, that if a Rishus HaRabim goes through the Mechitzas, and it's not blossos ninalos, it's not where there's a physical impairment to stop the Rabim from going, right, just stam a Mechitza, halachic Mechitza, and they still can go right through, like a Tzuras HaPesach, or like Pasim, then it would be, what's it called? It would be Osi Rabim Muvatl Mechitzas. So it must be that when Rav Yochanan said this, he's telling us the Rabbanan hold like that, but we don't hold it. We don't pass them like that. The Rami to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rami to Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. Now we bring a stira from Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda, And Rabbanan to Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Asi Rabbim Mavachim Mechitza, and therefore you can have a Rabbim going through the Pasuk. And the Rabbanan hold you could, and it still has a din of Mechitzas. And now we'll see that they said just the opposite. To Tanya, Yeser Al Kenon Rabbi Yehuda, Mishahoyelo Shnei Batim, Mishnei Tzidei Mishusaravim, Olsen Olechim Ikan, Olechim Ikan, Okorim Ikan, Vekorim Ikan, Venose, Venose, Veemsa. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you have a Rishus Harabim going between two houses, and one house on one side of the Rishus Harabim, one side the other house of the Rishus Harabim, you put a lechi, what's it called, on each side of the Rishus Harabim, by each of the houses, and you're allowed to, what's it called, carry between the houses, because you have two mechitzas separating Rishus Harabim, and a lechi on either side, or a korah on either side, will be matir carrying, even though the Rabim is going straight through. So you see, the Rabim are not mevatel the mechitza. So it's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. By Pasim, Rabbi Yehuda said, the Rabbim are Mavatla, you can't have a Rishus HaRabim going through the Pasim. And what's it called here, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can have a Rishus HaRabim going through the Lechi of the Korah. Omrulo, ein ma'ar Rishus HaRabim bekach. And the Rabbanan said to him, no, you can't make an Eruv where the Rishus HaRabim is included in the middle. So here the Rabbanan holds that Osi Rabim Mavatla Mechitza. That the fact that the Rabbim go through is Mavatal Mechitzas. The opposite of what they hold in this Mishnah, in our Mishnah. Kashid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kashid Rabbanan, Rabbanan. Where it says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, lo kashio, hosun di kashtei mechitzas ma'al yisa. Hocha lekashtei mechitzas ma'al yisa. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that the mechitzas stop, what's it called, even if there's a Rabbim going through, we don't say the Rabbim Mavatal Mechitzas, we have two solid mechitzas. Here you have two houses, right, whose facade forms two mechitzas. Then you only need another symbolic mechitza, like a korah or a lechi, right, and there, even if the rabbin go through, Rabbi Yehuda holds, two mechitzas, min ha-Torah, is enough to make a reshus ha-yachid. Two mechitzas opposite each other make a reshus ha-yachid. Therefore, min ha-Torah is reshus ha-yachid. And even though there's a rabbin going through, when min ha-Torah, it's a bona fide mechitza, the rabbim don't affect the mechitzas. And I only need a hecker, what's it called, a korah, and a lechi, to make it mutter with the rabbanon too, even though the rabbim go through. But over here, there's no bona fide two full mechitzas, there's only pasim. Most of it's open. Even though min ha-Torah, it's also reshus ha-yachid, right? Because impossible, it shouldn't be reshus ha-yachid, min ha-Torah, and the rabbanon should be matter to carry in a reshus ha-rabbim. Right, from a Rishus HaYachid, but in the Torah it is considered Rishus HaYachid, but the Mice, it's all opened. So there, in the Rabbanan, they assered it because the Rabbim was Matzik. Right, that's Pashtus. Right, it's still an awesome, it's still a Mutter in our Torah, but not in the Rabbanan. Others hold no, that since it's not, what's it called, it's only Pasim, then that only has a din of a mechitza min ha-Torah if there's not a rabbin going through. If there's a rabbin going through, and it's merub al ha-omud, right? Then even min ha-Torah, it's not a reshus ha-yachid. The Rabbi Yehuda, one second, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, Kash Rabbanan, okay, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, Nami lo Kasha. The Rabbanan also is no kasha. The Chora by Pasuk B'Rosh, they hold that ain't lo Asi Rabbim. And by the Mechitzas on the opposite side of the street, there they do hold Asi Rabbim. The Chora is the opposite. There you have two full Mechitzas. Here you have no full Mechitzas. No, Hocha Ika Shem Arba Mechitzas. Lamaisa here, there are four Mechitzas, at least partially. You have closed up on all four sides. The Rabbanan hold, that's where the Rabbim can't break up the Mechitzas. Since it's closed, at least partially on all four sides, that's strong enough to be Mechitzas that the Rabbim can't be Mavak. And again, could be that, this is even Midrabbanan. In other words, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's only Midrabbanan that they break up the Mechitzas. Right? But since it's mostly open, people are going to say that it's a Rabbim, because the Rabbim go through. Hashem, when they see two bona fide mechitzas, they'll know that it's a reshus hayachid. The Rabbanan holds just the opposite. When they see that it's surrounded, right, even partially from all four ways, there people won't consider that a reshus harabim, even though the rabbim go through. Where it's not surrounded on all four sides, only two mechitzas min ha-Torah are not a reshus hayachid. And therefore, it's not good enough just to have a Korah or a Lechi, right? You need Blossos, you need Mamish of doors. Fasam Lekashem Dalad Mechitzas. Okay. Lamaisa, from here, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a bona fide Rishus HaRavim, that's 16 Amos, Lechora Kshuras HaPesach won't help for that. Because there it's not a solid Mechitza. Right, and it's not what's it called, it's not even like Pase Biros, where a good portion is closed. And therefore, you say Osi Rabin, right? And he says, even though there are those that hold that if the, even 16 Amos is not 600,000, right, that it's not considered Rishus HaRabin completely, and there are those that hold that even a Mechitza of Asuras HaPesach does help, what's it called, even for Rishus HaRabin. Because right, that's considered a bona fide mechitza, but there are those who hold it's not. And there's those who hold 16 amos is Rishus HaRabim. You don't have 600,000. Right. So therefore, what's it called? He says that even though the minig is to be matter, even Rishus HaRabim with a Tzuras HaPesach, right, and not to need glossos, right, being somech on all these, what's it called, possible heterim. But Lamaisa, Bal Nefesh, therefore, doesn't use an Eruv that encloses streets that are 16 Amos, which is mostly any, what's it called, Eruv that's made in a city, has streets in it that are 16 Amos, even if there aren't 600,000. A Bal Nefesh is Machmer because Asi Rabim Vatul Mechitza. It's one of the reasons. On the other hand, if you don't have, if you, those areas where there's, what's it called, bona fide Mechitzas, right. In other words, it's mostly closed in, not with Tzuras HaPesach. Like here. Here we have a fence. Somebody told me a Kiryat Sefer also. Most of the places don't really need a Tzuras HaPesach because there's sheer drops, what's it called, that are mamish mechitzes. So then, there's nothing to be machmer legabi this. Maybe something to machmer legabi other things, but not legabi this. So, right. Or in some places where they have what they what could be a Rishus HaRabim. It's more foolish, like a highway or whatever, they put up glossos. Glossos that at least are roy to close. They don't have to be closed. They have to be roy to be closed. So they put on both sides of the highway a roll of mechitza that could be unrolled and go across the highway and close it up. And some hold that roy means it has to be closed at least sometime. So once a year they close it up, usually New Year's Eve. What's it called? They close it up. And then the rest of the year, it's roy to close, and that's called Dlossos. In some places in Yerushalayim, right, I think in Mikkelsdorf, they have on the ends of the street, where that's in the area of Dlossos, that they, Mamash on Shabbos, close up, or at least on the side of the road where they could be closed up, and that way, even though the road is more than 16 Amos, even though it's not 600,000, but it's a road that's mafulish from side to side, they're machmer to put up Dlossos over that road, in order that you shouldn't have to be machmer, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Bal Nefesh Yachmir, where there's only a Tzuras HaPesach and not the